Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, Jim, you are a Michigan native, right?
Yeah. I grew up downstate, moved away for some years, but have relocated to northern Michigan and now call Petoskey my home.
I was in Petoskey last year for the first time. I have some Petoskey stones at my home. Tell people what Petoskeys are.
Well, a Petoskey stone is a really unique geological feature to the region up here, and it can really only be found, you know, up in this area. And what it really is fossilized coral from, you know, millions of years ago. If you walk any shoreline up here in Little Traverse Bay and out on Lake Michigan, you'll likely stumble across one of these stones. And unto itself, it doesn't look like much, but when you wet it, you are then able to see kind of this geometric pattern that emerges that represents the coral that was fossilized millions of years ago. People love to gather them on the shore, polish them. They are really a unique feature of the region.
Now, just a reminder of the sort of geologic history of the Great Lakes in this part of the country. You're about 5 or maybe 6 hours from most of the Chicago listeners. Is that about right?
Yeah. We're an easy one tank trip up the Michigan shoreline up to northern Michigan, north of Traverse City, but south of Mackinac City and the bridge. So about 5 to 6 hours. So
when you say the Petoskey Area Visitors Bureau, what towns are we talking? What should I Google up?
Well, really, you know, if you want to find out more, you just go to PetoskeyArea.com. But we do represent all the communities that are on Little Traverse Bay. That includes Petoskey and kind of our downtown area here. As you work your way around Bay Harbor, which is more of a new region, Bayview, which is kind of the historic area just outside of Petoskey here of the 500 homes, and then Harbor Springs, which is a fairly well-known area, very quaint downtown. And then we also include Boyne City and the Boyne Valley, which is just a little south of us. They sit on Lake Charlevoix. But that really kind of represents that whole area that wraps around the beautiful Little Traverse Bay.
Is it cooler up there?
Well, we always like to say it's cooler up here, but and that's typically what you find in northern Michigan. The further north you go, the nicer it gets, especially when you're trying to beat the heat, those heavy, hot summer days, you know, downstate or in those areas coming north. You know, it always cools off 1 or 2 degrees per hour you go north. So,
well, that's a nice calculation. Yeah, and that does sound about right. So what do I do when I get up there?
Well, again, you have a variety of things to choose from up here. You know, certainly we are a major zone for golf here in the summertime. There are 16 courses, 10 of them, which are part of the Boyne Resorts family. A lot to choose from there. But you know, in addition to that, you know, one other area that we're starting to see a lot of interest in is the wineries in the region. There are 14 of those. They're all part of a viticultural zone that was established a few years back. And, you know, really it represents a unique experience to be able to visit those. And each one is its own little gem. You know, some are, you know, very traditional type wineries where you'll have a tasting room. Others, like the Pond Hill Farm Winery, which is located just north of Harbor Springs, is a really unique experience. It's got a cafe. It has trail network that goes throughout the farm. It's got a great farm store, lots of great food and things to taste, meet, and experience. And it's also very family-friendly, which is kind of unique for a winery.
Talk about the ferry that takes people around.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a thing that came back a few years ago, which I think is really exciting because if you want to spend a full day kind of exploring, you know, kind of three of the key zones up here, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, and Bay Harbor, you can hop on a ferry right here in downtown Petoskey, take that over to Bay Harbor, hop off, go spend some time walking around that downtown area, hop back on, head over to Harbor Springs, maybe grab lunch, check out all the shops and the studios over there. And then come back over on the ferry back to Petoskey to experience our Gaslight District in this area, which has tons of shopping and restaurants. But also, you know, it's giving you an opportunity to get out on the water, see these little towns and cities from the water, beautiful views on Little Traverse Bay. And it's also, as we all know, it's a little cooler on the lake. So
Why do we call it Gaslight District?
Well, it's kind of the historic area that is downtown Petoskey, and they've done a really great job of maintaining a lot of the historical flair and nature of the region. You can really see it when you're in it, and they've preserved a lot of the buildings. A lot of that history is on display, and you know, a good example of that is, you know, some of the Hemingway history that exists up here in the region.
I don't know if Charlevoix is too far away to be an area of interest for you, but the little houses that they have there that are made of stone, some of them look like mushrooms, those are really fun to look at too.
Yeah, great. And again, that's the beauty of kind of being here in the Petoskey area, is you've got that ability to do a lot of day trips from the region. Charlevoix is a great one. It's only about 20 miles down the road. And like you said, the mushroom houses are a unique feature that you'll see over there and that are part of kind of their heritage culture. But you're also, you know, only about 30 minutes away from Mackinac City, and a day trip up to Mackinac Island is always something that people really enjoy. You know, again, these are all very short trips in the region. That's the other great thing, is even in your car, getting around the region is really great, whether it's Boyne City to hit their cute little downtown and see music on Friday and Saturday nights, or whether it's heading over to Harbor Springs for maybe a festival that's going on over there.
Yeah, maybe that's the right way to strategize it, is use Petoskey as your starting point. Stay there for a week or 10 days or a long weekend, and then enjoy that area, but also make trips to and fro, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a plethora of lodging options available for everybody. We have a lot of traditional hotels, some of the brand names, but then we also have a great complement of historic inns and lodges. A couple of our favorites are places like Stafford's Bayview and Stafford's Perry Hotel in downtown, the Terrace Inn, which is over in the Bayview area. And then you can go more upscale if you want to head out to the Inn at Bay Harbor. You know, again, there's a huge variety around the region, whether it's a couple, a family, whether you're looking for just a few nights or maybe even a full week. So,
well, let's just mention one other thing, unless we're conspicuously making something absent. But talk about Sleeping Bear Dunes. You mentioned Mackinac Island, but talk about the dunes.
Yeah, you know, I think much like Charlevoix and Mackinac Island, it's an easy drive over to the Glen Arbor area to experience Sleeping Bear Dunes. That is something that is on most people's bucket lists. You know, and even, you know, even if you were headed up here from the Chicago area, it could be one of those side trips that you take on your way to Petoskey. That's another unique aspect as you start coming up that western side of Michigan. There are certainly some interesting day stops on the way up. Certainly Sleeping Bear could be one of those, and then make your way over here to Petoskey area. So,
well, I know I'm singing to the choir here, or not telling much of our audience something they don't already know, but just the drive up is so nice, too. You get in your car, 5-6 hours, it's pleasant every mile of the way, it's getting cooler, you're getting further away from the great big city that we are and the cares of the world. I mean, it really is kind of a journey in that sense, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, I think as people have rediscovered the road trip over the last few years, I think, you know, we represent one of those great destinations. Because, again, it isn't just about getting in the car and hammering through those 5 or 6 hours on the road. It really is kind of exploring the route on the way here.
Yeah.
Especially as you hop onto Highway 131, there's a lot of great things to see and do as you come up that way.
Hey, before I let you go, is there one festival or event coming up on your calendar that you're excited about people seeing in the next month or so?
You know, our kind of cornerstone events that we have happen up here in the summertime. And I think July 4th is always a great time to be up here. It'll be busy, but, you know, really an interesting time. But you'll also find great events in June and August. And all you have to do is go visit our website, PetoskeyArea.com, to kind of see that full list of events that are coming online. And that includes music, art fairs, car shows, a lot of stuff out in those little regions that surround us. So,
PetoskeyArea.com, P-E-T-O-S-K-E-Y, PetoskeyArea.com. Jim Powell is the executive director of the Petoskey Area Visitors Bureau. Okay, Jim, well done. We'll see you soon. Thanks for the trip.
John, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing our friends from the Chicago area.